All right, joining us now here on The Ticket is a guy that we talked about in Muse in the News. He's a gator expert who was called in from Houston to help corral this 10-foot alligator that they found in the Trinity in Fort Worth. It's Gator Chris. Good morning, Gator Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, did we catch you in the middle of a hunt?
Man, I got to keep my voice down. I'm out here on the gator stakeout. You know what that is?
Uh-uh. Hmm.
That's when you put a steak out and you try to get that gator to bite on it.
Gator steak out, sure enough.
I caught that 10-footer the other day, and man, he put up a hell of a fight.
Did he?
I had to use my nunchucks on his face about 5 times before he went down.
That's how you fight a gator?
Oh, he was good eating, though. Last night, the missus fried him up in some butter, and we ate him with some collards.
No, he's been taken to Fort Worth to some refuge or something.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I saw one off in the distance there, but it's just a log that floated by.
Oh. Yeah, that'll fool you.
Man, the Trinity is full of them things.
Logs?
No, gators. It ain't reported in the lamestream media. But these Trinity gators, man, they probably kill about 200 people a year.
No way.
Don't. I think we had our first Texan die in like 200 years.
They're a big problem. Wait, hold on. Right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Holy cow. Holy cow. I just spotted the mother of all gators out there. Man, I think he went right down in there.
Right down where?
He went right down. He's about 20 yards off.
Okay.
Oh, man. He's got a big old butt on him, too. He must be 20 foot long.
Big old butt.
Man alive. He's got a huge ass. That's a real nice bubble butt on that gator.
I've never noticed that.
Probably about Broom Man the Wide or so. You could park a four-wheeler on that thing. My God. That means he's well fed. That some bitch probably ate 3 or 4 people this year.
No, he didn't.
I think if I can get him over here and I can throw a sack over him and haul him into my center, I could sell his claws at Viking Village for about $12 each.
This is Gator Chris joining us. He's actually on the hunt right now in the Trinity.
Holy mackerel, this boy is huge. He's probably 25 feet, 3 tons of him.
3 tons?
That's awfully
that
heavy.
It's going to be a Trinity record if I can get him.
Yeah, what is the record? I wonder.
Hold on. He's looking this way. Hold on. Oh, my God. I can't move or he'll spot me. They can only see motion and heat.
Motion and heat.
And some of them bigger ones can spot desire.
Oh, really?
No. Oh, he's... Okay, he's eating on something. He's feeding right now. He's eating on something. Looks like a duck or an elk or something. Hold on.
Be careful.
I doubt it's an elk.
Oh, man, I tell you what. If I can land this thing, I'll be more famous than that Steve Irwin. Steve Irwin was a pea man.
Wow. Hey, come
hey,
on.
Hey.
May he rest in peace.
He wouldn't know how to wrestle a stingray if his life depended on it.
Well, he knew.
It
went terribly wrong that one time.
Everyone thought he was tough. I thought he looked like the guy on Chips that wasn't a Mexican. What was his name?
Larry Wilcox?
He did look a little bit like Larry Wilcox.
Hold on, I can't see the gator no more.
Uh-oh.
Oh, crap, where'd he go? He disappeared.
Are you in a boat, or are you just standing on the shore?
I'm out in my waders.
Oh.
Where is he? I'm looking as far as I can. Oh, this ain't good. This ain't good. You can't let a gator like that out of your sight, or they can... Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Gator Chris?
Hey, take it easy, man. No need for that, bro. No need. Put the gun down. Put the gun down. He's got a gun in my back.
Dude, a gator?
Dude, I wasn't watching you, man. I was just down here looking for some old tires. That's all. What you doing, man? What you doing, man? That's the phone.
Gator
That's
Chris?
The phone. I still got a year left on that contract, man. What you doing?
Oh, man. That was reminiscent of Gordo in Green Bay.
Yeah, it was. All right, that was Gator Chris.